Mark chapter 5, Mark chapter 5. I'll start reading verse number 24. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. Thank you being in the house of God. I appreciate the good day the Lord has given us.
Amen.
Privilege to get to come to church tonight.
Amen.
A few verses here, and the Bible says, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him.
Right.
And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Mm-hmm.
For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
Amen.
Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
Right.
And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth.
Amen.
And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Right.
Go in peace. Behold thy plague. May be seated. Appreciate the good week God's already given us.
Amen.
I want the Lord to help me tonight to preach a little bit. God be pleased to grant us that unction and anointing that makes preaching preaching.
Yes. Right.
And I want to preach a little bit about dealing with the issue.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I don't know what your issue is tonight, but you're going to have to deal with it.
Amen.
Everyone in here has probably got an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that word just simply means, or think when you think about it, is a concern or a problem or an unsettled matter in your life.
Come on.
Your issue.
Yeah.
This woman has an issue that I read to you about, this certain woman. That means a particular woman. This woman, there's a certain lady here in Luke's and Mark, you're good about making those statements and bringing it down to a particular person.
Right.
So it's not just kind of a blanket thing and saying, look here, God was what this person needed, and if he's what she needs, he's what you need.
Right.
And this woman here has an issue. And it's very serious. It's an issue of blood, and it's draining the life out of her, drop by drop, little by little.
Right.
But you know, I found out that's the truth of all issues.
Amen.
Right.
Just little by little, they drain you of your strength and power as a Christian. And if you're here tonight not saved, you definitely have an issue in your life.
Come on, brother.
But it will drain you. It will steal from you your strength, your power, your ability to serve the Lord.
Right.
I thought this afternoon as I come to church and tried to pray a little bit about the service tonight, what God would have me to preach, and then Scripture began to get up on my heart about dealing with your issue. And I don't know you that well tonight. Maybe if I lived in this area, I could point out certain things and say, you've got an issue right there in your life. But I'm not too worried about doing that. I'm just going to preach and let the Holy Ghost prick your heart.
Amen.
And deal with you about your issue.
That's right.
It could be in your home. It could be in your personal life. It could be down the job. It could be some little bitty sin. You think it's little, but it's getting bigger all the time, and it's stealing from you your joy and your peace.
That's right.
And you've lost your power with God.
Come on, brothers.
Yeah. What's your issue tonight?
Right.
Where is it in your life, that thing that has become this unsettled matter that's always coming up, always giving you fits, always causing you problems? Mm. There's an issue.
Oh, yeah.
I know the Lord has touched my heart to preach this, and if for one or for many, I'm simply going to preach to you tonight. I bet there's an issue in your life, and you need to deal with it before it gets too far. It'll drain you of your power. This was an issue. It seemed like maybe a small thing the first day. It didn't seem that bad, but it's kind of consistent and persisted on. And she suffered for this issue. It became more serious every day.
Right.
You may think that thing that you're dealing with today is not very much, but if you don't watch it, it is going to get you after a while.
Right.
That little issue that you push off and think, well, someday it'll get better. Someday, if you don't get a hold of God, you're going to get in trouble with that issue.
Amen. Good. Amen.
So it'll drain you of your power. It'll subject you to certain things that you wouldn't necessarily have to suffer.
That's right.
This woman had an issue, and it said that she suffered many things. Many things at the hands of many physicians. And I have no doubt that some of them were men that meant to do well, but they could not help her.
That's right.
Right.
And she suffered because of it.
Yes.
The pain, the process of going through this issue and not dealing with it was so bad, and it kept getting worse.
Yeah.
Right.
You thought it was a little thing when it first started. It's just a little rebellion in that child. Now it's a heartache.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
It's getting bigger.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't think it was that important. You didn't pray too much about it. You didn't go after God. You thought it'll straighten out sooner or later. And now it's a bad issue. You need to deal with it.
That's right.
Maybe it's a little sin in your life that you was just a little thing, and you thought, well, it won't hurt. It's not that bad. But now it has got a hold of you.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, we don't have no problem with sin. I know you and I know me, and we have problems with sin.
That's right.
We're in this flesh, and we won't get victory until we get out of here.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
You've got to stay on your knees and stay close to God, or He will get a hold of you, and you'll make light of it, maybe, but it will mess your life up.
Indeed, brother. That's good, bro.
This woman's losing her strength little by little. And she's suffering so much just that she's trying to deal with this issue. And finally, it has robbed her of all that she has. She's bankrupt. She's spent everything. And she's no better. She's grown worse.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's what'll happen to you if you're not careful, spiritually speaking. It will rob you of everything.
That's right.
You'll lose your peace and your joy. You'll come to church, sit down, miserable. I can't get nothing out of preaching. I can't pray. Matter of fact, I know what'll happen. You'll start to shun your prayer place because of the issue.
Right. Go ahead. Come on, bro.
What's your issue?
Right.
This woman's been robbed of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And this issue has consisted for so long. So long it's been this trouble, this issue in her life, that when you read on down to verse 29, it's no longer an issue, but it has become a plague.
Right.
It's not an issue anymore. It's a plague in her life. It's put her in a miserable state.
Yeah.
It's an affliction that she cannot get any comfort, any peace. Everywhere she goes, it affects her. It's made her unclean. It's made her unable to enjoy the fellowship of others. She's in a bad way.
Right.
I've seen it in Christians' lives. How they had a little issue and they wouldn't deal with it. They wouldn't take it to the Lord. How they thought it'll go by, it'll pass one of these days, but as they persisted and ignored it, it got worse and worse until finally they became a miserable lot and it became a vexation in their lives, and they had no peace, no joy, and they wished only for God now to do something about their
lives. That's right. Amen.
This woman's in a bad shape.
Yes, sir.
She's got an issue. It's robbed her. It's drained the life out of her. It's gotten now to the place it's a plague. It's a misery. She don't have no joy in going anywhere. She don't have no peace.
Right.
She's wasted everything. She's spent everything she can make and have trying to deal with this issue, and she can't get no help. Then one day, I don't know who, I don't know where, I don't know, but you heard of Jesus.
That's right.
Somewhere, I don't know if it's down at the marketplace, I don't know if somebody come by our house one day when they had some good news, and maybe somebody whose daughter had gotten touched, or maybe somebody who themselves had gotten touched, and immediately they thought about this woman in the house and said, I need to run by and tell her what the Lord has done for me.
Right.
And that if He's done it for me, He can do it for her.
Right.
But somewhere she heard about Jesus. She heard of His power and of His ability. And something sprung up in her that she hadn't felt for a long time. Hope that if I can just get to the Lord, it'll be all right.
Amen.
I won't tell you tonight, I don't know what you've got or what your problem is or what the issue might be in your life, but if I could convince you tonight that if you can just get a hold of the Lord, He can do something for you.
Amen.
He can help you. He can touch you. He can take care of your issues.
Amen.
Maybe it's that some sin that nobody else knows anything about and it wrecks your life. You get up and try to serve God and say, I'll never do it again. But then it is there again and it's got a hold of you. It was little at first, but now it's gotten bigger. And the only hope is that you can touch the Lord.
Right.
Maybe it's a wayward child.
Right.
Maybe it's trouble down at the work. My only hope is to get to Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
She heard of it. She said, it stirred her in her faith. As He said, that's what made her whole, her faith. She said, I just know. That if I can get to the Lord and touch Him, just the hem of His garment, He'll be all right.
Right.
Amen.
That is right.
That's right.
A lot of our troubles today, a lot of our issues, we are carrying around, we would get to a whole lot better if we just prayed them to the Lord and let them His feet and touch Him, and then God can help us in the middle of our
That's right.
Yes.
If He can.
This issue. She's like, just touch it. See this pale, frail woman pressing through the crowd.
Right.
She's got one thought on her mind. I'm going to touch the Lord. She's not worried about who's there.
Right.
She's not worried about who's not there.
Right.
She just knows the Lord's there.
Yeah.
If she can touch the Lord, it'll be all right.
Come Amen. On.
Come on. Isn't that right?
That's right.
She presses.
Yes.
Through. And touches Him, and immediately she gets healed.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you this, and this I got this afternoon about the plague, and I'd never seen that before, and I got this part about pressing through. We need to press through. We come up here a lot of times at the altar with our issues, but we simply throng the Lord. We don't touch Him.
Right. Go ahead.
See, there was a lot of people there that day when the Lord turned around and said, who touched me? And the disciples were shocked and said, what do you mean? All these people are touching you. All these people are after you. And He said, no, there's somebody by faith that touched me. I felt virtue go out. I felt help go out to that soul. Somebody really touched me.
Amen.
We come a lot of times to church, come to the altar, we pray some, but we just strong.
Yeah.
They're not really touching.
Right.
Yeah. There is a difference.
That's right.
I go to my prayer place and pray. I try to pray every day, but I don't always pray.
Right. Right.
Come on, brother.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Uh-huh.
There's a difference between getting up here and saying words and crying and weeping and talking to God and actually praying through.
Yeah.
Right.
That's an old word.
Yeah.
I'm not that old a man, but I believe an old time way. I do believe in praying through.
That's right.
I believe in getting a hold of God. I pray and weep and cry and God hears me, yes. But there's other times when it feels like the door swings open in hell. And God is hearing me and speaking to me, and the Holy Ghost is leading me to pray, and I know God knows what I need.
Amen. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
These are minor things. I thought about them this afternoon. My son, he teaches the adult Sunday school class at my church. And he's talking the other day, and I heard him tell this a few times. He said, when I was younger, he's been married for a while, got one, got another on the way.
Amen.
And he said, when I was younger, early 20s, he said, I wanted a wife. And he said, you know, it's not, I want a godly wife. I want a Christian wife.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, the options are not that many.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he said, I pray a little bit about it here and there, worry about it, and fret about it.
Yeah.
And he said, one night in my bedroom.
Come on.
He said, I prayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, it's like God, I felt it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And he said, from that day forward, I had this peace that God was going to send me a wife.
That's right.
That's good.
You know what he done? He prayed through about
that. That's right.
Right.
And it was an issue to him. It was on his mind. It was constantly, here I am, a young man, I need a companion. And that was good that he was concerned and that he prayed a little bit. One day, though, he touched God
Amen.
About the matter, and God right. gave him peace about it.
Right. Amen.
You can do that.
Well, sure.
This is what I'm about to tell you, the minor thing. I thought it was just light until God dealt with me about this scripture. And he said, you know, all that was just so you could preach and talk about that tonight. I've got a little shop, and we do a little work, and we've got a big utility cabinet there that folks have put in last week, and the lady kept counting, until it got pushed on to this week, and I'm going to be gone. And my son's down at the shop, and I called him. She canceled yesterday. I'm supposed to do it today. And I told the Lord this morning, I went to him, I said, Lord, it's an insurance job, so the insurance company's calling, saying, why is it not done, what you doing? And I just went this morning, I was talking to him, he said, she canceled again, Dad, and maybe this afternoon. And I said, okay. I opened the fellowship building, Brother Lamb was giving me a key. Went there and said, Lord, I need to talk to you.
Amen.
I've got an issue.
Amen.
Right.
I know it's not big.
Right.
It's a utility cabinet.
Yeah.
But it's threatened me.
Well,
I'm down here and can't do anything about it.
Right.
Can you fix it?
Amen.
Right.
That's all I said.
Amen.
And it's your Lord. When we don't eat breakfast, Brother Ronald, Sister Dolly,
yeah.
my son called and said, she called. Said she's going out of town. You'll have to wait for next week.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, good enough.
Yeah,
he right. said, don't let upset you, Dad. I said, no, I asked the Lord to take care of me. He done what I asked.
Well,
and I called the insurance company. It's not my ears. She's gone. We'll be back after Monday.
That's right.
I can settle the issue until I get back.
Yes.
But,
you said it's a little thing. That don't mean, hey, we serve a big God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, sir.
Issues. What are you going to do about your issue?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you going to carry it?
Come on.
Good.
That child that's gone astray.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Pray for him. Carry him around.
Amen.
Request prayer for him.
Yeah.
You can never really get a hold of God to get an assurance.
Right.
God's going to do something in their life. You say, are you saying you can get a promise from the Lord? I sure believe you can.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can trust the Lord.
Amen.
And God will answer your prayers. He can give you peace about me. He can fix it. Now listen. You have to be willing to accept what God says and what God wants.
That's right.
His will is always best.
Well, sure.
And you may pray about an issue and God say, I'm not going to do it that way, but I will take care of it this way.
Amen.
Right.
You better accept His will because He knows what's best.
Right.
He knows how to fix this.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
What are you going to do about your issue?
Come on.
Yeah.
You said, preacher, ain't nobody in here got an issue. Well, you may not think so.
Huh.
The Lord dealt with me about this afternoon. I know this is short preaching and simple preaching. But I know exactly what he spoke to my heart about.
Amen.
He said, tell you that you ought to get your issue fixed.
That's right.
I don't know what it is. Mm. Might be a wayward child. Might be some sin in your life.
Yeah.
Made a mess of your life. Got a hold of you. You're miserable. You don't have any joy, any peace anymore. You deal with the issue. The only way you can deal with this is by getting a hold of the Lord.
Amen.
Touching Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Touching Him. Amen. Might be. I don't know. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a misery now. You said that touched joy, but now the devil's made an issue out of it.
Uh-huh.
Only God can help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only God can help you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pray enough anymore.
Come on.
That's right.
We just assume. We just take for granted. Mm. It'll all work out.
No.
But we as God's people got their access to God. We want to make a full bell of it and pray through and touch God.
Amen.
About matters and not just take it for granted. Amen. I'm glad God cares for us. I'm glad God takes care of things sometimes that we are not diligent enough about, really. But He's just merciful. But with a whole lot of things we can fix and we pray about.
Amen.
Good.
Yes, indeed.
You're willing to deal with the issue.
Come on.
May I ask something?